Hey, speaking of flu shots, we have in studio with Lorain County Public Health, Lynn Sheffield, Supervisor of the Vaccine Program at Lorain County Public Health, and we have Katie Bevan here in studio with us. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You were telling me before we came back from that commercial break that you guys are pros at this flu shot interview thing. This is the fifth one you've done in the last 2 days?
That's right. Yep. Fifth.
Well, you guys should be sitting on this side of the board. You guys should be conducting the interview. You really don't need me here for this, but obviously a very, very important thing to do for those who have not gotten vaccinated. I'll leave this up to you guys to tell us why this is so incredibly important to do this now. And I know you guys have a lot of flu shot clinics coming up. We'll detail that, but give us an idea as to why now is such an important time to get this done.
Yeah, we want people to really think about getting their flu shot towards the end of October or later. So we're starting our vaccine clinics what some people think is a little later than they would like. And that's because flu peaks in Northeast Ohio more towards January and February. So that's why we want to give them their vaccine closer to when flu peaks here. So our clinics are starting October 24th, and then we're going to stagger them for a couple weeks after.
And you guys administered flu shots here in studio yesterday to our very own Craig Adams. Bruce Van Dyke was manning my seat here behind the board, and it was interesting to see that go down on the air. And I always have a hard time kind of grasping all that goes into this. You guys do such a nice job of covering the bases, getting to all the different communities and administering these flu shots. And, you know, Lynn, you just mentioned why this is so incredibly important for people to do. But you also have to be careful as to when you do it as well. You know, we were kind of poking fun at our buddy Matt Douglas for not being here. He was going to get the flu vaccine. But you guys were telling me just a few moments ago that if you have any sort of illness, it's probably best to wait before administering a flu shot.
Yes, that's right. So if you feel like you're sick, if you have a fever for sure, you want to delay the shot until you feel better. We always have people call us and say if their children are sick. We tell them if they have a fever or if you're, if you feel like you're under the weather, just delay it until you're feeling better.
Perfectly understood. And I understand also that the flu can certainly make a chronic medical issue even worse. Elaborate on that if you could. What are some of the symptoms that you should be looking for, and what kinds of chronic medical problems can really get worse if you don't get the flu shot?
So if you don't get the flu shot, you can have severe symptoms like fever, terrible aches. Sometimes people describe it like a train hit them, like you really are sick, and it can last up to a couple weeks. It's much different than just a cold or a simple virus that you can shake off a little quicker. So we don't want it then to then progress into pneumonia. Sometimes people with diabetes or underlying chronic illnesses have even a harder time with the flu.
Lynn Sheffield and Katie Bevan with Lorain County Public Health joining us here in studio, talking about the flu shot clinics that they'll be conducting beginning 1 week from today in Avon Lake, and they'll be going on all the way up until Monday, November the 19th in Amherst. And Katie, that's kind of where you come in here as well. You guys will be out and about in the community delivering these flu vaccines. Where and when are all of these taking place?
Yeah, that's right. So Lorain County Public Health will be at 11 different flu vaccine clinic locations in 10 different communities spread out all across Lorain County. Like you already said, you know, from north to south, east to west, we're really covering as many locations as possible this year. And the times of day vary to make it easier for folks to get their flu vaccine. And a great place to find out where they can get their flu vaccine is to go to LorainCountyFlu.com. And there we have a map. And we started this website several years ago because Lorain County Public Health wants everyone in Lorain County to get vaccinated from to protect themselves from the flu. And so we don't care if you come to one of our vaccine clinics or if you go to, you know, your pharmacy on the corner or a grocery store near you. We just want you to get vaccinated. And a flu vaccine should be done every year because the CDC works to create the vaccine specific for the strain that they believe will be most prevalent in that coming year. And so that's why it's important to get vaccinated every year with the flu vaccine.
as far as the flu shot clinics go, is this more of a show and go? Is there documentation that's needed? What exactly is it that folks need to know going into these flu shot clinics?
Yeah, so if you are listening and you want to come to one of our vaccine clinics, we encourage you to bring with you your health insurance information or Medicare, Medicaid card. And if you don't have health insurance, that's okay too. We still want you to come to one of our vaccine clinics. So we would be able to give a flu vaccine to anyone regardless of their health insurance coverage or lack thereof, because that's one of the great things about public health departments is that we're there in the community to be that stopgap and to fill the role for people who don't have health insurance necessarily. So when you come, you won't have to pay any out-of-pocket costs regardless of insurance, and there's no office payment, which we find a lot of times when we're going to the doctor's office. So that's a perk for coming to one of our flu clinics.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. This is an easier thing to avoid than it is to eliminate, because once you have some of these flu-like symptoms, it's not like you can just take a simple pill and make this thing go away. It's already kind of taken effect at this point, and that certainly increases the importance of getting the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to wait until you get the flu, because then sometimes you end up missing work or school or activities that are hard to make up for. So a lot of us can't afford to miss 2 weeks of work or school. And so the best defense against getting the flu is getting the flu shot. And you also want to take good care of yourself. You want to eat well, drink fluids, and keep your hands away from your nose and your mouth and your eyes and all that good stuff.
You guys provided me with some documentation as well prior to coming on the air, and what I found really interesting was the different ways that the vaccine is administered. It's not necessarily just a shot anymore, and it depends on the age range as well. If you can kind of expand on that, how do the different age ranges associate with the way this shot or this vaccine is administered?
Yeah, so flu shots or flu vaccination is recommended for 6 months and older, and we have vaccine available for all ages. We can give injections to the 6 month and older, but we also have the flu mist, which is a nasal spray for 2 years and all the way through 49 years. And then for the 65 and older, we have the high dose injectable.
What's the high dose injectable? Is that still the shot, or is that still the nasal mist? Or
no, it's an injection. It's a shot. So in it, for the elderly, it's just I guess you would think of it as just a more powerful dose that they would have their immune system a little more compromised because of just their age, and so that vaccine is just a higher dose for them.
See, the whole misting thing is pretty interesting to me. So it's just like a shot of Flonase, right? It's a nasal injection.
It's very similar to, I guess, because you're spraying it up your nose, but it's a very, very fine mist that goes into each side of your nose, and it's very easy to tolerate. Children as young as 2 that I told you take it very easily, and it's extremely helpful for people that have an aversion to getting a shot. So It's a nice opportunity for them.
And I think it's an easy way for the kids to avoid the needles too, right? For those that aren't exactly keen on getting needles as well, the nasal injection is a much easier way of administering this, no?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, you mentioned the dates before. It all begins in Avon Lake, Wednesday, October 24th from 1 to 3. That is 1 week from today. You guys will be at the Avon Lake Old Firehouse at 100 Avon Belden Road, and the flu shot clinics go all the way through Monday, November 19th in Amherst at the Amherst VFW. But you guys are making stops at 11 different locations in 10 different communities. So you guys are all over the place.
Yeah, we are. And we take pride, I think, in kind of going there, you know, going out into the community and making this available to folks, just making it easier for them to keep healthy. And but for those of you who are listening who might not be able to make it to one of those locations, you can walk into the health department Monday through Friday between the hours of about 8:30 and 4, and we'll be able to meet your vaccine needs. And that's for all recommended vaccines. We have them available. You can walk in, or you can call and make an appointment ahead of time if you'd prefer to do that. And I think one thing, too, to just encourage folks that, you know, when Lynn was talking about the ages of folks and what types of flu vaccine they could receive, she said, you know, it's for ages 6 months and older. And so for those little babies who are between birth and, you know, the end of their fifth month, they're not able to get the vaccine. And so it's really important for caregivers and parents and grandparents that they are vaccinated, because we are, you know, we as parents, we are the protection for our children, our little bitty babies who can't get the vaccine. So it's really important for us especially.
Very good stuff. Well, Lynn, Katie, thank you guys both so much for stopping in studio. One more time, if you can throw the contact information out there for those interested in getting more information on the flu shot clinics, and also what they can do if they can't exactly get to one of those clinics, where can they go and how can they find out more information?
Sure. So you can go to LorraineCountyFlu.com, find out the complete listing of flu shot locations, and then you can also call us anytime at 440-322-6367.
Good stuff. Well, that's pretty simple. LorraineCountyFlu.com. That's LorraineCountyFlu.com.